Yeah, but I guess the point I am making in this paper is not that point. I mean, I'm not sure I disagree with that point. It is rather that women who have a more complex view of the woman consumer, in part by virtue of their feminist background and experience and beliefs, found themselves caught in the confines of having to market in a particular way. So what I was taking there was what I would consider the most extreme example, that even these women who really see consumers in a complex light had to just flatten the consumer into that stereotype of the woman consumer that I began with. That's really the point I want to make here. I don't disagree with that point at all.